Welcome to the Daily Groundhog.
Good morning, Groundhog.
How's it going?
So,
go ahead. You first.
Go, go ahead.
No, you go. No, nope. I'll go.
Yes, you go.
I'm going to go. So, have any of you listening ever had the experience where you're like, bullcrap on something, and you just say bullcrap a lot when you see it, and you're just like, that's bullcrap. No, that's bull. That's bull.
I don't believe it's happening.
And,
you're
all of a sudden, it happens to you.
Well, that happened to a wonderful 50-year-old grandmother.
Yes. Can you guess where we're going with this?
Probably can. So, 50-year-old woman, a grandmother, didn't know she was pregnant, gives birth, and she says, I used to call bullcrap on that.
So, she had that experience. Yeah, it was one of those things that she just had this gut reaction back in October.
Well,
to take a pregnancy test because she just felt weird, but she thought it was just all about her menopause.
Whatever is in the water in Florida, I can tell you, I don't want any of that water.
Yeah, if it can get a 50-year-old woman pregnant, what about you, Devin? Is that what you're saying?
I can say we're done. Out of all people, you have the most kids between the two of us.
Oh, I'm done, though.
Are you really, though?
Actually, yes. Yeah. And we'll get to that because this lady had the same experience that me and Bonnie had. But
okay.
Not about the not knowing you were pregnant thing.
Well, no. Actually, you guys are like, oh, we're pregnant. Like, how do you know? Oh, we haven't taken tests yet, but we know.
That's right.
I've been a witness to that a couple times.
Anyway, but so she has four kids already.
She's got
three adults and two grandkids from out of those adult kids. And she's got a 14-year-old as well. She has this gut feeling, I got to take this pregnancy test. And she took it. And
her husband's younger than her.
Yes.
Too. He's 47. Yes. I mean, 3 years. But. Okay.
So she takes the test, finds out she's pregnant. But she finds out she's about 26 weeks along. How can you go? I cannot understand, but how could you go six and a half months and not know you were pregnant?
It can happen.
I'm sure it can.
I mean, this is proof it can happen. There comes a point when you're like, something feels weird, doesn't it? Wouldn't you think?
Shannon pipes in, yes.
From the peanut gallery, we get a definite yes.
Shannon, real quick, what would you do if you found out you were pregnant at 50 years old?
At 50?
Yes. She don't know if you heard that, but she said she's going to turn herself into a psych ward.
Now, granted, everybody, this is a People magazine, so this is not something that we're just making up. This isn't fake news. This is real.
We'll definitely post a link to this article. It's pretty interesting. You know, so they've got...
So, bottom line is, she finds out she's pregnant, and she goes into her doctor, and so here's the thing. She's pregnant, yes, but she hasn't been taking care of herself prenatally-wise for 6.5 months.
Right.
And so, all of a sudden, she immediately becomes high risk.
Correct.
And they say, okay.
Well, age makes a high risk, age, for one.
50 years old, yeah.
And then, but, yeah, there's a lot of factors here that makes this high risk, okay? Oh, man.
What she also comments on, which I thought was kind of funny, is that, so, you know, she's 50 years old. If she says that she's walking around town, a lot of older people, you know, that kind of have the same features and everything are looking at her like really strange. You know, she has this belly out there and
you know, fat.
but it's 6.5, 7 months. It's starting to drop. It's a lower fat than a standard fat.
But here's the thing, though. There's an unspoken rule that should be an unspoken rule if no people don't know it. When it comes to women, you never ask if they're pregnant, and you never call them fat.
That is correct.
You if you want to know if they're pregnant, you wait to see if they bring it up versus them being overweight.
To all those women out there, we apologize for using the word fat 2 minutes ago.
Well, yeah. I'm fat. My wife thinks I'm good. It's true. And as one thing about my wife, she'll just say it how it is. She don't give a crap. But you don't ask. You don't ask them if they're pregnant. You don't ask them if they're overweight. Correct. But obviously, both. If they're not pregnant and they are overweight, then that's a slap. And if they,
you just get in trouble.
Yeah, it's kind of like, how old are you? You never ask a woman how old they are.
No.
Yeah. And if they tell you how old they are, you always reply, "Wow, you look amazing for your age."
And I'll be honest, this woman, she actually, being pregnant again, she said herself that she felt very young. Young at heart, because all of a sudden...
Yeah, but it doesn't say what they named the child.
Yes, it does.
Oh, does it?
Yes, down at the bottom.
I'm looking for it. So, okay. Well, see, I told... Oh, was it Grace?
Grayson.
Yeah. Grayson.
Because if it was a girl, they were going to name her Grace, because by the grace of God, they got pregnant.
Well, that's like my sister when she had her youngest, which my sister was in her 45 years old.
Okay.
And it was a surprise. So not to the extreme of 50, but, you know, 5 years, right?
Yeah.
And so she, it was a little girl, and I told her, if you need to name your child Freedom. And she's like, why Freedom? I said, because you ain't going to see Freedom till you're 65. You figure, average kid stays in the house about 20 years. So unless they're millennials, then they're still living in your basement playing video games and saying, Mom, where's the meatloaf? I mean.
So you're basically saying, you have your sister name the child Freedom so that she can see Freedom before she's 65.
That's the only freedom
then,
she will see.
And then
see.
She will see real freedom at 65.
That's exactly right.
Okay. I gotcha.
You understood where that was going.
Anyway, so back to this woman real quick. So the birth went normal, but and they determined that the child, again, as we said, his name is Grayson. The child, he only had to spend 12 days in NICU.
Well, they actually did a C-section?
Yeah.
But they thought he was 37 weeks.
He was only 34,
only
30, right?
34 or 35, yeah. So, I mean, which is still, it's in the safe range. I mean, I've had kids. Your wife has had, most of hers have been C-sections, haven't they?
All of them.
All of them, really?
All of her kids.
I did every one of them.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, we've had, all of our children were normal, no C-section. So I wouldn't know what that's like. So, but you get, if you go from here to, wow. She did have her tubes removed, she did say.
And that's the funny is a matter that she is 100% certain that she will not have any more children, because it wasn't just the tubes were tied, they were removed, and that's what I was commenting earlier about. Yeah. And so Bonnie and I, we know we will not have any more children. Anymore. There are no tubes there. There is no tunnel for the egg to get, and no
happening.
Tunnel for the little guys to find the egg.
Right, right.
It's done.
Well, one thing I find interesting in here is, you know, she's not did not one bitter remark about this. First she was like bull, like it was shock. That was shock factor. But not like, there was nothing in here saying, oh, woe is me. It was, you know, at the end, you know, when she says there, she's 100% sure that not having more kids, she says he's a blessing.
And that's the way, in a way, all kids should be. They are blessings, even the surprises. My sister, not to the extreme of your sister, but my sister just, they have an almost 8-year-old. So she was, 37?
Right.
They had I believe they had procedures done, but basically
Things still happen.
Lily was a surprise.
Surprises are all still amazing. That's the bottom line.
So.
I don't know. I think this is a pretty cool article, honestly. You know, especially in the world we live in where people can be very bitter about children. I know, raising kids can be very difficult. I mean, actually, if you one of our podcasts we just did, I guess a couple weeks ago, we literally talked about how children can be kind of like little terrorists in your house. We love them, but they can really make your life miserable sometimes, just with the way they act sometimes. But that's part of being a parent, is learning how to deal with those and do good. And the fact that her outlook, I mean, maybe it's because of the grandmother inside of her, and that she has raised children before, that she's like, okay, this is good. No big deal. We'll just handle it and run with it. So I think that's cool.
I think it's cool as well. Here's another thing to consider. The nieces and nephews are going to be older than the uncle.
That is true.
That's
kind of cool. That family history is going to be amazing to look at. Wait. Well, my little brother, he's only 18 months older than my oldest niece.
Wow.
So.
But see, again, it would be the reverse. If your niece
that'd be the only difference.
Your youngest brother. Yeah. Interesting.
Anyway.
Cleo, congratulations to to this family in Florida. And
Michelle Hall and her doctor both thought they were. Yeah. So Michelle, congratulations on the birth. It's amazing. May Grayson grow up to be amazing and cool and strong.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll talk to you guys later.
Groundhog out.
Oh, right before we leave you guys.
We forgot one thing.
Yeah, we kind of did something, and we made a space on purpose on the previous podcast.
For April Fools.
And yes, I believe we'll probably have some people upset and go, where did the podcast go? If you didn't listen to the end.
You need to wait the full, I think it was 3 to 4 minutes of utter nothing.
There was some deadness there you have to go listen to, but yes.
So get through that. If you want to fast forward through that, that's fine because we come back on.
Some people actually do listen to podcasts at a speedier time, so they'll probably like, what's happening? They'll be touching their phone or whatever, trying to speed it, figure out what's going on. But maybe they will get it, but yes. We pulled a joke, and I apologize for the poor taste.
April Fools. go back to April 1st.
Anyway, we'll talk to you guys later.
Groundhog out.